said more than 100 army men are under arrest and will be executed unless there's an intervention. But USA said they will not intervene. Of course not. Only in socialist countries. They never intervene on behalf of those oppressed by fascist terrorists like Somoza that they've kept in power, who's even murdered members of his own family to keep in power for 44 years. Their coup would have been successful had they had one more hour. They condemn Somoza for definitely finding out that he had plans through banking connections to flee the country. He denies the same. Also, even right-wing elements of the army are still condemning him, so he's still not safe. The right-wing elements of the army that did not go along with the leftist coup are on his case for yielding to leftist demands. So poor old Somoza is caught in a fire. That was the greatest victory for the social activists, the left, that has been of this year, certainly, and many for many years, that they were able to get out over 140 political prisoners and all of the activists that the capitalists choose to call terrorists, that used armed struggle in true Marxist-Leninist tradition by taking over the National Palace and the Parliament and holding 5,000 hostages and keeping only one hostage, the right-wing head of the Catholic Church, getting everyone to safety in Panama. But Panama has moved increasingly left, which is interesting news to us in that our boat is licensed out of Panama. Congressman back from Hanoi. The majority says Hanoi have dropped the demands for even the reparations that the rest of the world said USA owed Hanoi and Vietnam for bombing them almost back into the Stone Ages also. The 8 congressional representatives prefer renormalization of trade with Vietnam except for those representing Texas and Louisiana. Only 2 out of the 8 thought that renormalization was not warranted. Ford is responsible for perhaps in the tens of thousands of deaths, Ford Motors, in their sport cars. It goes into reverse by mistake when put in first. It does it in models from 71 through 78. Most of the reserves of coal and uranium left in USA are on Indian territory. This is what Senator McGovern is bringing out, and Senator Amerzek is the reason why all of the treaties with the Indians have now been made null and void by even such liberal sellouts going along with it as Senator Kennedy. You never know where he is. He's Dr. Jekyll, Dr. Hyde. The Navajos did renegotiate with El Paso natural gas, but it was an inhumane contract. There was so little profit for the Navajos living on the reservation. Under current laws, tribes are tax exempt. That's why they're taking all their property rights away. And that's why they're turning them over to individual Indians. But the catch is, Indians will owe back taxes, and thus their properties are going back to the government. These are the corrupt corporate moves with the U.S. government. A hideous, murderous method used against the Indian people to trick them out of their lands. Yes, some reservations are divided up privately, and the Indians think they have something. But the catch is they have to go back and pick up the taxes on the property, because as reservations they paid no property taxes, and the property taxes are even worth more than the value of the property. A plague of white marketing in babies is going on in the United States. Selling babies through traditional channels. More parents now than babies due to abortions and child birth control methods. Baby brokers in every city. Los Angeles has engaged in the selling of tens of thousands of babies as one of the big white market sales points. It's in every city, however. Adoptions, some of them come from other countries. The trick of the trade is that lawyers, and there are plenty of unsavory lawyers, being, as our lawyers say, they are the lawyers are the parasitical element of society, They bring in mothers from Yugoslavia, England, and other countries, preferably white, because there's a definitely white racist attitude in the adoption policies. And the mother, on a visitor's visa, will have a baby, thus making the baby a citizen. Then the babies sell for prices going as high as $50,000 to $75,000 to the middle class. Although there are less and less buyers at that range, the more buyers at the range of $10,000, and then they have to hawk practically everything, put everything in pawn, because of the high cost of living in USA. Abortion clinics will refer mothers to an attorney and will prey on the mother's decision when she decides to abort and say, well, you don't want to kill her life, so give it to an attorney. So the attorney makes a big fat profit. Also, obstetricians by the thousands, doctors are involved in this. They are only one felony charge is ever come against anyone for such activities. A lawyer in Los Angeles, and there's not expected much sentence to come out of it. Sometimes I said the market can bring 50 to 75 thousand, but more normally it's dropping to 8 to 10 now, because everybody's, and even the middle class, is hardly able to make it in USA these days. The cost of everything is so high. The reason there are not more convictions, says the Voice of America, is difficult to prove that they have paid enticement. That's the only thing that's illegal. You can pay the natural mother for her medical care, room and board, reasonable medical expenses. A natural mother can select parents. This is all okay, though it's called a kind of borderline green market that can still bring about an exchange of several thousands of dollars. The Voice of America said the real danger is, now this shows the racism of all USA, the real danger is that you might be getting a baby that's mixed. You might find a baby that has part black in it. That's the only reason they bring out, to try to scare people from adopting children. So that shows how Voice of America and all of the newspapers and television and radio in USA feel. Racists at heart. Another comment was that children are threatened. The mother, when she's giving birth, says your child might just die, you know. So she feels that she has to go along with those involved in the baby market racketeering. They've been trying to get statutes for 22 years, but due to the public apathy, said Voice of America, nothing has been achieved. Artificial insemination is also on the rise now. A father, where a mother cannot give birth, or vice versa, will have it artificially implanted in another person's womb, and thus they'll get a child, at least, that has part of the parentage. This is bringing a high price, too. People put everything they have on the line. One parent, couple, in Denver, Colorado, had spent $8,000 out. They had put everything in debt. They had got loans on their house. And the last minute, they were told by the doctor and the lawyer involved that they were going to have $10,000, because the new practice is that there's bidding on the babies after they're born. This family lost and still had put out all the money for changing their house around, because they couldn't possibly come up with even $2,000 more. Well, what a racket. The come on in most newspapers is, don't have abortions. Have a Caribbean vacation while you have your baby. This is the white marketeering of children and white children, because America is quite racistic, as we all know. They would not want to be adopting children of color. Los Angeles, California. The Los Angeles Free Press, one of the most outspoken of the alternative and the oldest alternate newspaper in the nation, and also the most recent acquisition, you know, purchase of Hustler publisher, the so-called born-again Christian, Larry Flint, who may have been merely playing a role, has been shut down by court order indefinitely. Managing editor Don Ridenour reports that the decision was made by Flint Corporation executives after court orders had come against him. In consultation with the tycoon's wife, Althea, because the paper is losing so much money hand over fist in fighting various court actions against them. Ridenour said the executives did not want to continue the losing operation because he would go broke, because he himself, Flint, is a victim of an assassination attempt, you know, that came about in the spring, and he still remains in very serious condition. Incidentally, the last issue of the Free Press, always a source of controversy, it was there that facts were brought out to prove that the CIA was involved in both Kennedy's murder and Martin Luther King, and most of the papers were stolen and actually ripped off before they were able to be bought at the newsstands by some kind of conspiracy in Los Angeles. They were going to even have a more controversial one on their last issue. They were scheduled to run excerpts from a pirated copy of the unpublished manuscript of Los Angeles Police Department Chief Ed Davis, magnum opus, hang him at the airport, Ed, you remember. But a Los Angeles Superior Court commissioner issued an injunction barring the Los Angeles Free Press from publishing one word of the story. Ridenour called the prior restraint a fascist tactic. Never supposed to be allowed prior restraint. That's what the establishment media says. You can't stop an article before it comes out. Well, it depends on who you're dealing with. And Ridenour, editor, said it was similar to the U.S. government's efforts to block publication of the Pentagon Papers. Unfortunately, we are not in good position now to defy that order, said the editor. Instead, according to the editor, the last issue has contained a story on the court's order, complete with white spaces where portions of the manuscript would have been quoted. Fascism has already come in USA. Haldeman's done it, so have Eric Ehrlichman and Dean, Woodward and Bernstein, and Theodore White. Officials and reporters who have lived through the Watergate period have offered their version of that complex and fascist turbulent era. But no one can write about Watergate better than the man who ruled the kingdom of the cover-up, Richard Nixon. For centuries to come, scholars, historians, and psychologists will turn to memoirs as the one account that is indispensable to a balanced understanding of the Nixon years, says a release from Grosset and Dunlap, the firm that is publishing the former president's new book. While he is balancing our understanding, Nixon will be making money head over heels, where he should be in jail for life. Besides selling the regular $19.95 edition of the 1,200-page book, Grosset and Dunlap is offering autograph editions for $50 and $250 each, while one gets a leather slipcase and special binding for $50, those with a penchant for the definitive can purchase a leather-bound 22-carat gold-ornamented edition signed by Nixon himself and bearing a certificate of authenticity, just to be sure, because Nixon was noted to be Tricky Dick. It's suspected that his wife, however, may be dying of cancer. So all crooks have to die, and only those who live principled lives have any feeling of worthwhileness. So I would think that we would all prefer our life of socialism. It gives more protection. Nixon's never without armed guards. He has to have them. His whole family. It's like an armed encampment. I think we have the joy of knowing that we have a loyalty to each other, a solidarity. We've seen it when Ralph Jackson was about to be arrested. You saw that I said, it will not be. I will not allow it. We put all the community on the line. And then we saw something done about it by the federal government right up at the top. So I would think that you would agree that socialism, and particularly your Jim, your dad, looks after you. He's risked his life. He's died a thousand times. For every time you were threatened, he put his own life on the line. And where else could we have such free medical care? Dr. Goodrich arrived in San Francisco raving in praises about us. So also was the prominent, eminent author, Dr. Freed. Nothing but praises. So a breakthrough has begun, and for some reason, we do not know just exactly why, both New West, who had been on a story 2 months ago, they were supposed to be about to close it up, and the Inquirer was about to close their story up about a month ago. Neither one came in print today. Both issues have come out, and we're not in it. That isn't to take any encouragement about the U.S. press. Perhaps maybe they're hesitating a little bit to see what conspiracy Dr. Freed has found. For a moment, we were a little concerned Dr. Freed did not get on his regular scheduled air flight, but I had a feeling it was okay, and so I did not alarm the community. He is in the hands of our people now and being taken to the various places that he needs to go to be. So let's look forward to about September 4th and 5th, when he's going to be setting up a very interesting interrogation of someone that could break the conspiracy. Whatever, we shall go forward in socialism, if we care at all. We'll produce with all our might, because we have the lives of many in our hands. And I'm sure that no one wants that responsibility of feeling that you have not done the very best that you can. The very best, to say the least. Suicides for blacks have increased in the last 3 months, by some 36%. That's blacks, particularly between ages 18 and 34 years of age. It has risen that sharply, 36%, as mobility has increased. A North Carolina A&T State University professor suggests blacks feel hopeless and helpless in U.S. society. Their suicide rate has practically caught up with the Indians, which has the worst suicide rate in all of the nation. It's an alarming pattern of alienation and self-destructiveness, said the president of University of Michigan, who is also a researcher. Said we do not have the answers. Oh yes, you do, liars. The answer is called capitalism, the class society that feeds and breeds on racism. House Assassination Committee has taken a strange move and cited anti-black power conspiracy, though they have not been able to prove a conspiracy to murder, or unwilling to do so, to murder Martin Luther King, and they've stuck pretty much as Uncle Tom's to the lone assassin theory that, you know, James Earl Ray did the killing. Sources close to the House Select Committee on Assassinations, that was brought about by our past visitor and friend Dr. Freed, say that the federal probe is about to cite documentation of a U.S. conspiracy to get all black leadership and Indian leadership in U.S. of A. The committee chairperson, Lewis Stokes, Democrat, Ohio, has already, in general terms, taken an appropriately affirmative stand. They, he says, are out to get all colored leadership, black, Indian, Asian, all across the country. I know it is organized, and it follows a definite pattern. Most black elected officials have already been subjected to every type of investigation you can possibly undergo because of your color, he said after being questioned about Charles C. Diggs, the Democrat congressman and chairman of the House Subcommittee on African Affairs, was indicted for so-called misuse of his own funding. You know, he faces 175 years and 37 felony counts. The sources say the facts they've gathered on harassment will come out at public hearings to be held beginning in September. Black harassment would be no easy thing to prove, said one source close to the investigation, but to ensure credibility, it must be laid out plain for everyone to understand that the U.S. government is up to its neck involved in this conspiracy against blacks, Indians, and Asians. The press, being that it's white control, may not speak a word of it, but at least we will have the committee platform to present the clear evidence of a conspiracy. In the 10 years since the late Representative Adam Clayton Powell, Jr., Democrat, New York Congressman, was charged with misuse of his own funds, several of the present 16 black representatives have claimed harassment, investigation, and all kinds of threats by the U.S. government. In 1975, Representative Ralph H. Metcalf, Democrat, Illinois, was framed to have received bribes and kickbacks, but after an intensive multi-agency investigation, the allegations had to be dropped. But he subsequently lost his popularity and position. Charles Rangel, Democrat, New York, was the subject of criminal investigations for income tax fraud and other types of fraudulent misuse of his own money. The charges were never brought to bear because of the solidarity of blacks in New York, where they are the strongest. Blacks stick together more cohesively in New York than any place else. There is a national conspiracy to undermine and eliminate outspoken black, Indian, and Asian leadership, says Congressman William Clay, Democrat, Missouri, whom the Department of Justice now tried to link with narcotics trafficking, of all things. Stokes says that he himself has been harassed and privately suspects that his office has been bugged ever since 1969. In 1970, he and other black congressmen went to investigate the murders of Fred Hampton and Mark Clark in Chicago, which he called nothing but a government shoot-in, not a shootout. His findings this time are likely to be as distinctive, that there is, indeed, a conspiracy to destroy all leadership of color in the United States of America. Well, we hope that you will take this with some concern. I will give you, I think, one last bit of news and call it a day. Remember, we're responsible for our people's rallies tonight, promptly at 7:30, for news of Sunday, Monday, and today. Former CIA head Colby sees peril in 60 million unborn Mexicans. Mexico is quickly replacing the Soviet Union as the favorite objective of paranoia and schizophrenia among top American intelligence officials, although I don't think you can get any more paranoid than one little bit of the news that I just happened to not give you because it was so stupid. But the chess championship of the world is taking place, you know, at this time, and the U.S. chess expert has accused the Soviet chess matcher of hypnotizing him, using a parapsychologist method that all Soviets know. And the U.S. press has given it quite a bit of coverage that it indeed is the truth. And he threatens to beat up this Soviet chess champion because he says he definitely has been trained in parapsychology and has been trying to hypnotize him into losing. Pope John Paul also just wanted it to be known that he is not going to have quite the ostentation that has been in previous coronations. He's going to call his an enthronement, and he will give some of the Vatican jewels away to the poor. Now, I know we're all so happy about that. Guyana has condemned this morning the United States of America for manipulating on purpose world sugar prices to sabotage such nations as Guyana. But Guyana says we will endure. The government will issue, U.S. government will issue figures on inflation. Foreign investments in manufacturing industries and oil is up 11%, except for the OPEC nations that are not buying much in USA these days. It's expected when these facts are revealed this afternoon that the dollar will take another terrible fall. A hurricane over Louisiana that's endangering life and property. Governor Brown of California said that there is going to be a second USA revolution unless states reduce the spending. He said it is not a social revolution, it is a white revolution, and he supported it. He said people are tired of supporting people who do not want to work. Governor Brown, we thought you were a liberal one day, but we've always known you can't trust liberals. Remember the main enemies of socialism? Anarchism, Trotskyism, revisionism, and don't forget that enemy, Social Democrat. not a liberal, that believes that things come, change comes through the system. The Armed League of Galicia, a Basque separatist movement of Marxist-Leninists, have killed three leading officers of the Army of Spain today as a protest of being a part of Spain. They're demanding their total freedom from Spain. Spain, of course, is still a quasi-republican democracy, but there are a great number of fascists. As you heard the masses railing in the background the other day when I was giving the news, saying Sieg Heil. The fascists have not learned. There are also a number of communists. But in Germany, just before Hitler took over, there were also a number of communists. The last-minute news also, British actor Robert Shaw of James Bond fame, you all know him and all the heroics of James Bond, has died in his middle years, leaving a child only 1.5 years old and 9 other children. He died of a heart attack, the age-old disease that threatens people. Even though you're only 45 like he or whatever, you die young in USA. That's why you should be glad to be here under controlled diets, where we watch your foods and don't have chemicals in them. Here's a young man taken out in the prime of his youth. Pan American and Transworld Airlines have been freed of charges, clear evidence that they had price-fixing charges agreement, which is supposed to be a monopoly, and throw them, their executives who do such things, in jail. But of course, you know, U.S. always favors big business. The last that I was giving about the CIA, they're so concerned in their paranoia, not only about chess players, Soviets winning and hypnotizing the American players, because obviously no American player could possibly lose to a Soviet Union citizen, a communist, unless they were hypnotized. After all, everybody knows that capitalism is so wonderful. Well, anyway, American intelligence officials see Mexico as a grave threat. With as many as 5 million illegal Mexican citizens in this USA that we've left behind, thank goodness, and in burgeoning population in Mexico that some analysts believe could reach 120 million by the end of this century, if the nuclear war has not broken loose, which it will for certain. The brown peril, as the CIA calls it, racist term, brown peril, at our doorstep is causing fits for U.S. intelligence officials. Building up for years, particularly in the face of recent large oil and gas discoveries in Mexico, have been concerns that a potent, growing Mexican nation could soon threaten the U.S. security. Former CIA Director William Colby recently let the cat out of the bag when he told Los Angeles Times on the Voice of America interview his deepest fears. "You cannot stop the population growth at this point," said CIA head Colby gravely. "The women are alive today who are going to bear those children. What's going to happen to that extra 60-odd million Mexicans?" Colby is one of those who are encouraging American policymakers to consider impoverished developing nations like Mexico as the greatest danger of violence and difficulty for the U.S. capitalist world. The theory has passed easily from the Ford to the Carter administration, which already has worked up a National Security Council report on Mexico and the illegal number of aliens that are in our borders, particularly those that are brown and black. The report, a copy of which we have just obtained, said the Los Angeles Times, suggests U.S. pressure on Mexico to reorient its rural policies to promote small-scale industrialization in order to stem the flow of these brown Mexicans over the border. Not surprisingly, Mexican officials are deeply upset over the increasingly strident American obsession with the brown peril. And that's what the government calls it. Carter calls it. He has the whole case study called The Brown Peril. As for his reaction to statements like Colby's, CIA head, Mexican Consul General Mario Tapia in Los Angeles was almost tongue-tied with anger. "It's a matter of politics," he finally blurted out, giving up trying to sound diplomatic. "Obviously, I disagree completely with these racist sentiments. But remember, after seeing, and you should see again because we'll be tested over it, you should think and talk with your neighbor about Harlan County and see how they treated those white miners, and black too, that it's not just a matter of color. It's the rich against the poor. Only, if only. And to think that was taken back in 1972 and 73, but still, even this year, the miners were not supported by the rest of American labor, even though they went out on a 115-day strike, those hundreds of thousands of miners, and went hungry and were forced to go back without getting one cost of living increase on none of the safety measures that they needed. It's hopelessness and despair and the apathy of USA. Be thankful that we're out and have our children out, but let us be totally unselfish and work hard to liberate those that we could get out if we would only produce this place more. I love you very much. Have a good work day. Remember that we are taking a half day. Oh my God, yes, remember. I who do not sleep night or day should remember. We are taking half day today, that's correct. Yes, we work till noon, and then tomorrow we will go to work at noon after the people's rally. So I have not in any way blurted into your rest. The work day was to beginning at noon from 7 to 12 today, and tomorrow it is 12 until 6. Thank you. Good morning. Good work. Much love from your leader and your dad.